This is WSKG News. I'm Sarah Gager. Tomorrow kicks off Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown. With me is Shane Johnson from WSKG's History Department to tell us about a local Hall of Famer, Jim Deacon White. Shane, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Sarah.
Jim Deacon White was from Steuben County and played in the first All-Pro Major League Baseball game. He was the first at bat in that game and had the first hit and the first run. But that's offense. He's also considered the best catcher of the era. Why is that?
Well, for many of the same reasons that a catcher today would be considered a good player. He was quick, he was agile, he had a great throwing arm, he could really throw people out, and he was a leader on and off the field. You have to remember that this was a time when catchers had no equipment. They didn't even have a glove. You know, today the catcher has a mask, a chest pad protector, knee pads, and a nice big glove. Deacon White had none of that. He was catching all those pitches with his bare hands. And given that, he still caught more games than any other catcher in the 1870s. He led six teams to the championship in that position.
How did he get the nickname Deacon?
This period of baseball history, a lot of the players are a little rough around the edges. They're not the type of people you want to take home to meet your parents. They're heavy drinkers, smokers, they like to curse a lot. But Deacon White did none of those things. He was extremely religious, very pious. He never lost his temper at an umpire. He was not known to have ever sworn on the field.
And not just that he didn't explode at an ump, but they actually called on him to help them make calls.
Yeah, there is a story about an umpire who missed a play and wasn't sure what the call was supposed to be, so he asked Deacon White. When the other team complained, the umpire said, well, when Deacon White says something is so, it's so.
He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2013, but he holds some other honors that are maybe not as significant.
As well as being inducted in 2013, he is also considered the oldest player in the Hall of Fame, meaning he has a birth date that predates any of the other players who are enshrined at Cooperstown. On top of that, for the last four seasons he played, he was the oldest player in the league. When he finally quit playing, he was 42 years old. He played for over 20 seasons. That's a long time for a player in this era.
White was there at the beginning of baseball. Remind us, or tell us if we don't already know, how did baseball become America's pastime?
Well, there's this common myth that Abner Doubleday, who was a general during the Civil War, kind of created baseball. That's sort of known not to be true now, because there have been variations of stick and ball games played way before Abner Doubleday was even alive. And it's really the Civil War that really helps perpetuate baseball as an American sport. What you have are these soldiers from New York, from New Jersey, and from Boston who are really bored. And so they start organizing pickup baseball games, and they start organizing teams and leagues, and they start playing tournaments. And in this process, they teach soldiers from other regiments and other parts of the country how to play baseball. And after the Civil War, all these soldiers take the game of baseball back with them across America. And this is how baseball becomes America's pastime. And this is where Deacon White learns to play baseball. He learns from Union soldiers returning from combat in 1865. He quickly discovers that he has a great knack for the game. He has a natural ability and he's really good. And so he joins the amateur leagues. And then he's right there at that moment when baseball goes professional.
Shane, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, Sarah.
Shane Johnson of WSKG's History Department. At the end of the summer, you can check out the new season of Uniquely New York, New York's Path Through History. It's a video series featuring notables from the region, including Mr. Deacon White. This is WSKG.